Fred Film Radio from Bolzano Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 37th Bolzano Film Festival. I'm glad to be with Claudia Rorarius, director of Touched, in competition here at the festival. Welcome.
Yes, hello. Nice to be here.
So, first of all, I have to say that yesterday I was talking to a very important Italian film critic who told me, you know, we watch too many films and it's impossible to remember all them. And after watching Touched, I thought, okay, this is a film I'm not going to forget. But I'm very curious because I wanted to know the genesis of this film, of this idea.
Yes, thank you very much, first of all, for the compliment. I had an idea 12 years ago. And this idea was that I want to tell a love story between a man who's handicapped and a woman. And the thing is, my own father was handicapped due to an illness. And so I kind of tried to figure out a storyline where all the observations I made with him and in general his genesis of, you know, having been handicapped because of an illness is included. And so then I thought, okay, this is a very good idea, but I need something else. You know, I don't want to tell a father-daughter story. I was more into telling a love story. So I invented Maria, the female character. She's fat and she's very close to my own, observations and my own life, so to say. And I put a lot of stuff into that character, which is close to me. But it's more, you know, now it's more a love relationship and it's not so much a father-daughter thing, of course.
I think the film talks about so many things because even the title, you know, because I thought we all want to be touched, but how? And physically, emotionally. So how did you explore or the possibilities that this title and this film and this, you know, main topic could and main relationship could let you?
Yeah, I was very interested, first of all, in physicality, in bodies, in different body types. My idea was to really show like our natural surrounding, which is not often seen in films because mostly you see very slim characters, you know, very perfect bodies. And I was not at all interested in doing that because I was as well, I'm a trained photographer and I started to make films and photographs already when I was 14. So I have a lot of observations about, you know, bodies, about people, etc. So I really try to be as honest as possible concerning bodies and like touching, etc., etc., on the physical level. And then, of course, they came into account the emotional level. And as well, there's two different types of touching physically. It's one, the like caretaking part, you know, if you touch a person because you take care of them as a caretaker is a different way of touching someone than in a sexual way, for example, or in a, you know, and of course, then the third is the emotional touching, which is very important too, you know.
I was wondering that from, I was reflecting that from, you know, the physical point of view, you sort of also explored how, I mean, sex is changing. I mean, in a way that as women, for example, are finally gain. I don't want to talk about equality, but, you know, patriarchy and stuff. We finally, you know, the relationship between men and women and people in general is transforming, not rapidly, but still there's something changing. So I felt that this film was also exploring the way we relate to each other also sexually, and the way it, you know, that you know, the parts we're playing and the whole thing are changing. I don't know if I explained myself correctly.
Yeah, I think I understand what you mean. The thing is, I was very interested in telling, of course, as well, a feminist story. So for me, it's a story about a woman who's like taking action and like starting a relationship in terms you haven't seen before on the screen. And it's very important for me that she's like doing what she wants to do in a way, or exploring herself and her sexuality. And I, it was as well very important for me that you never address that she's fat. I mean, she's very confident in her body. I think it's super important that she likes herself. And that's why she's acting the way she is, and she's starting, you know, to touch the male character, to figure out some stuff about sexuality, about her own sexuality. So I think that was really extremely important for me, to not judge her and to be as honest as possible as well about female characters in films, you know. Because normally it's the other way around. I mean, normally we see men exploring themselves, you know, using women, whatever, have a lot of fantasies about women, how they would, what they would do, etc. Even in a sexual way. And this was something I wanted to transform with this film. And as well, for me, it was very important that you never see the lower genitals of the woman. So
it,
yeah, and it's really hidden. But you see the male genitals more often. I really did a switch there, you know. I switched from the regular, normally you see the female, but now you see the male, which is, yeah, was very important for me to do that.
I have to say that I didn't know you were a photographer, but then I could tell because, you know, the style, the visual of the film is, I want to say, perfect, and the way their bodies make sense together. I don't want to say it's like a poetical Tetris. I don't know how to explain it. So I love that. So how important was to find also the right people, the right actors?
Very important, of course. I was searching for a long time. I literally, I did castings for the female female cast or the female lead for 5 years. And because it was so hard to find someone who was, you know, looking the way I wanted her to look, at the same time being intelligent enough to really interpret the character. Because I think it's not just about, you know, being Maria, but as well about being able to incorporate her in a, you know, and really dive deep into her soul. And this is something not many people can do. I mean, as well, like trained actors are, you know, struggling with, you know, diving into it. And so for me, it was very important to find someone I felt like I can work with, and we can communicate on a, you know, eye to eye level about the character. And so I was super lucky that I finally found Isolde for the part, because she's just one. First of all, she's amazing. You know, she is a real big talent. But on the other hand, she's an artist herself. So she knew what I was talking about, and she totally understood the character and could, you know, get along with her.
Plus, she's very confident with her body, and she's, you know, an activist, so she could understand. I mean, I felt that she could understand all the layers that the film wants to explore.
Exactly. That was super important for me, you know, but I didn't want to push anyone into the part. I really wanted someone I can work with on an eye-to-eye level, which I think is necessary to, you know, to shoot such kind of film, especially because there's a lot of nudity in it, and, you know, and she had to feel confident with herself.
Well, last thing, Claudia, you talked about a love story, and I perceive it as a love story. But I read some reviews that were talking about, they were talking more about obsession, possession. So, what are we to say that it isn't a love story, even if it's about possession and obsession?
I mean, I think it's a story about a relationship. Maybe it's not so much a love story, but a story about a relationship. I was really interested in showing the whole relationship, like from the beginning to the end, in a way, because I felt like it's something everyone of us, lived through in a way, you know, on one or another level. I mean, maybe not as intense as I am showing in the film, but it's something you can relate to because there's a lot of struggles going on in relationship, and it's a lot of, you know, power dynamics between, you know, the female and the male, etc. So I, for me, it was super important to be very precise with the how I talked about, you know, the relationship, and how maybe even a very small thing that changes from one scene to the next, you know, is changing the whole overall relationship. Do you understand what I mean? It's really like only one little piece can change, and then suddenly the whole situation changes. And it's like, I work a lot with repetitions, you know, in this film, like not repeating exactly the same scene, but repeating more or less the whole structure of the film, but then changing only very little moments, and suddenly the whole relationship struggles or starts to, you know, move in a different direction, which I think was very important to be precise with that.
Grazie. Thank you so much, Claudia Radius, for talking about Touched, Hearing Competition at the 37th Bolzano Film Festival, Bolzen. I'm Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Yes, thank you so much.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.